أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Dear viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As you might remember, in the last two sessions, I talked about how to treat neighbors. I talked about the definition of a neighbor from the Islamic perspective. I also talked about kinds of neighbors, because we might consider all neighbors as one group. But from the viewpoint of Islam, neighbors are of three kinds. And I also talked about the importance of treating neighbors well. I quoted a number of traditions and Quranic verses to show the significance of treating neighbors in a good manner. And this session will be devoted, inshallah, to the way we can treat our neighbors. Suppose we agree that it is very important to treat the neighbors in a good manner. But the question arises, how can we treat well the neighbors? What are the examples of treating well the neighbors? This session will provide you with examples and instances of treating the neighbors in a good manner. We can divide the examples into three divisions. And under these three divisions and titles, we can talk about the examples of treating neighbors in a good manner. One of the titles is not to harm neighbors. How should we treat our neighbors? You should not harm your neighbors. This should be our slogan, not harming our neighbors. If you do not harm your neighbors, if you do not disturb your neighbors, and if you do not create problems for your neighbors, then you are a good Muslim. You are a Muslim, with you God is satisfied. But how can we not harm the neighbors? How can we avoid harming neighbors? If you create noise pollution, you are harming your neighbors. How can you create noise pollution? For example, you are living in an apartment. You are living, for example, in the second floor. Your neighbor is living in the first floor. Now you turn on your TV and you increase the sound, the voice. And it is a kind of disturbance. You're creating noise pollution. You hold a party, and when you hold a party, of course, you make noise. When you make noise, you disturb your neighbors. You create problem for the neighborhood. Every kind of people might attend your party, and that may not be good. Another example of disturbance is environmental pollution. If you pollute environment, it is a kind of disturbance for the neighborhood. For example, you sweep your house and you put the dust, the rubbish in front of your neighbor's door. It is not good. It is a kind of disturbance. And you pollute the environment. Polluting the environment is not a good thing. Another example of disturbing the neighbors is insulting or passing remarks to neighbors. If you insult your neighbors, if you look down upon them, saying that they are nothing, they are insignificant creatures, they are not valuable, they deserve to be looked down upon. If you have such a consideration, if you have such a conception about your neighbors, then of course you are disrespecting them. You are violating their rights. And you do not give importance to them. So don't insult your neighbors. Try to honor them. Try to respect them. And it is very easy to respect your neighbors when you approach them nicely, when you speak with them kindly. These are all signs of respect. When they ask questions from you and you listen and answer, it is a sign of respect. When they come and ask for something and you answer them positively, it is a kind of respect. Respect is not something abstract. It is a concrete term. You can utilize it. You can apply it throughout your life. And of course, one good example of not disturbing your neighbors is you should not spy on your neighbors. Spying on your neighbors. Searching about the details of their life is not a good thing. Nowadays, they put up a spy camera here and there, searching about the secrets of people. It is not a good thing from the Islamic point of view. And you should not run after finding the mistakes of others. You should not try to find the mistakes and the errors of others. Because I will mention the traditions that are relevant to this issue later on. And if you are in search of the faults of others, if you want to find faults with others, make sure that others will find faults with you. And you will not be immune to mistakes. If you magnify the mistakes of others, if you bold, make the mistakes of others look bigger, then the same will happen to you. So these are the examples of not disturbing your neighbors. If you avoid these things, if you avoid noise pollution, if you avoid environmental pollution, if you avoid insulting your neighbors, if you avoid showing off, it is very much to show off. You have recently bought a new car and you are showing off here and there, telling others that, yes, I have bought a new car, and others must look at me and they must praise me and they must admire me. So these are not good habits. Showing off is not a good thing. So if you avoid this, all these things, of course, you are not disturbing your neighbors. But if you are, in a way, used to doing such kind of things, then, of course, you have not satisfied this standard, and you must try to satisfy these standards. Let me bring you some evidence from Islamic text to show that it is very much important not to disturb your neighbors. Yeah, because it is one of the rights, in the simplest right of the neighbors, not to be disturbed. So here I should bring you some evidence from Islamic text to prove that it is a must not to disturb your neighbors. This is the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, which we will not mention altogether. The Holy Prophet of Islam says, وَلَا تَسْتَتِلُ عَلَيْهِ بِالْبِنَا فَتَحْجُبَ الرِّحْ. Don't make your walls high. If you are supposed to build a house for yourself, if God helps you and you are able to create, make a house or to build a house for yourself, there, while making the house or while building the house, try to keep in mind the interests of your neighbors. Don't make the walls very high, because if you make the walls very high, this might prevent your neighbors from having or from receiving fresh air or from receiving sunlight. So this is a kind of disturbance. We are in need of fresh air and we are in need of sunlight. If we do not receive fresh air, and if we do not receive sunlight, then it is very much difficult for us to live. Then don't make your walls high. Now look at these skyscrapers and look at these tall buildings that are built here and there. Are they taking into account this kind of issues? If they are taking into account the interests of others, I think so that will be very good. Yes, the Holy Prophet says that when you make a building or you build a house, then don't make the walls very high or very tall, because it might disturb your neighbors, and don't try to disturb your neighbors. Of course, there is one exception. Illa bi-iznihi. Of course, with the consent of your neighbor, you can make the walls of your house taller. Of course, if he is consented and if he agrees with the proposal. But of course, if he or she does not agree with you making a very tall building, then of course, you should not make such a thing, or you should change the location and build your building elsewhere. وَإِذَا اشْتَرَيْتَ فَاكِحَةً فَهْدِ لَهُ. This is very much important. It is not a kind of help. It is a kind of taking into account the psychology of your neighbors, the heart of your neighbors. When you buy a kilo of fruit for your children, then give some of it to the children of your neighbors here and there. Because when children see fruits, of course, they are attracted towards it and they want to eat. So don't deprive them of this pleasure. Give them some fruits, give them some apples, give them some bananas, give them watermelon, whatsoever. So this is a kind of importance that you give to your neighbors. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ فَأَدْخِلْهَا سِرًّا. If you do not do this, if it is difficult for you to give or to distribute your fruits among the children of your neighbors, then take the fruit to your house secretly and try not to be seen by others. That could be also a good technique. You can take buy fruits and can take it to your house secretly. If you do like this, it will also be good. It will be okay. وَلَا تُخْرِجْ بِهَا وُلْدَكَ تَغِيذُ بِهَا وُلْدَهَ. And don't allow your children to take the fruits outside. Because if they take the fruits you have bought outside, the children of your neighbors might see them. And it will again disturb them, because they might not be able to buy fruits as you are able to buy fruits. So try to take into account the conditions of others. Look at the lifestyle nowadays. How many people are taking these minute issues into account? These issues might look very much unimportant to you, very, very, very much simple issues. But you see, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, has taken into account all these simple and otherwise insignificant issues into account. And we, as the followers of the Holy Prophet, must try to keep such kind of issues into account if we are real Muslims and if we want to really follow our Holy Prophet as a model, as a perfect man. And look, there is another example. The Holy Prophet says, وَلَا تُؤْذِيهِ بِرَيْحِ قِدْرِكِ. You have bought, for example, a kilo of meat, or and you are supposed to cook it, and while cooking it, try not to disturb your neighbors by the smell it produces, because if the smell is very much delicious, it might attract the children of your neighbors who are supposedly poor and who are not able to be provided with the same food you are provided with. So these are the minute issues you have to take all these issues into account if you want to be a perfect Muslim and if you want to be a real follower of the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. This was one of the examples I provided you with it from the tradition of the Holy Prophet. Let me give another example. This is again the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, who says, من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فلا يؤذي جاره. He who believes in Allah and he who believes in the day of judgment, such a person must not disturb his or her neighbors. You see that the disturbance of neighbor is linked to believing in God. If you believe in God, then you do not disturb your neighbors. And of course, if your belief in God is not that much strong, then of course you might fall into the habit of disturbing your neighbors or not taking his or her interest into account. So this is the Holy Prophet of Islam links the matter of disturbing and not disturbing the neighbors to the issue of believing in God and believing in the Day of Judgment. As a matter of fact, it is linked to your religiosity and to your faith. If you are faithful, if you are a man of honesty, then take these matters into account. Consider these issues very deeply and very sincerely. This is again Imam Sajjad, who talks about not disturbing your neighbors. He says, وَأَمَّا حَقُّ جَارِكَ فَهِفْزُهُ غَائِبًا وَإِكْرَامُهُ شَاهِدًا وَنُسْرَتُهُ إِذَا كَانَ مَزْلُومًا. Yes, these are the rights of our neighbors, and we must take these rights into account. وَأَمَّا حَقُّ جَارِكَ فَهِفْزُهُ غَائِبًا. If your neighbors are not present in a meeting and you are talking about them, try to talk about them in a good manner. Try to keep them respectful. Try not to disrespect them. If a person disrespects your neighbors, then try to confront him. Try to say to him, don't say such kind of rubbish things. My neighbors are good neighbors. Don't talk ill about them. فَهِفْزُهُ غَائِبًا وَإِكْرَامُهُ شَاهِدًا. If your neighbor is present in your house, then try to honor him and try to respect him if he is present. And if he is not present, if he is missing, again, keep his right. Respect him and don't allow any person to speak ill of them. It is a kind of backbiting, which we will talk about later on. وَنُسْرَتُهُ إِذَا كَانَ مَزْلُومًا. If your neighbor is oppressed by some people, if your neighbor is criticized unjustly by someone in your meeting, then try to oppose him. try to reject his criticism, try to say him that it is not a good thing. He is not present. It is unfair to talk about him. Were he present, you were allowed to talk to him because he would defend himself. But now that he is not present, he is absent. How can you talk about a person who is absent? How can you talk about a person who cannot defend himself? So justice requires you to be a defendant of a person who is not present. So these are how we can avoid disturbing our neighbors and take his interest or her interest into account. Let me again quote another saying from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him. The Holy Prophet says, "Man aza jarahu faqad azani, wa man azani faqad azallah." This is a very important tradition. It says, if you disturb your neighbor, it is as if you have disturbed me. The Holy Prophet himself says that if you disturb your neighbor, it is as if you disturb the Holy Prophet. Wa man azani faqad azallah. And he who disturbs the Holy Prophet, it is as if he disturbs God the Almighty. وَمَنْ حَارَبَ جَارَهُ فَقَدْ حَارَبَنِي. He who fights his neighbors fights me. Very much important. So if we dislike our neighbors, if we disrespect our neighbors, we should keep in mind that we are disliking or disrespecting the Holy Prophet or even God. And since disrespecting the Holy Prophet and since disrespecting sacred things is not in our interest, therefore we should try to avoid doing such kind of things. Another saying of the Holy Prophet is, لا يدخل الجنة عبد لا يأمن جاره بواثقه. I related this tradition before also, and I repeated narrating this narration because of its significance. The Holy Prophet says, لا يدخل الجنة عبد لا يأمن جاره بواثقه. A person who disturbs his neighbors, he will not enter the paradise. Those who enter paradise, they must be good people, they must be well behaved, they must deal with their neighbors properly and kindly. Otherwise, they will not be allowed to enter paradise. لا يدخل الجنة عبد. A servant, he will not be able to enter the paradise because of his evil deeds. He does so many evil deeds, and because of his evil deeds, he disturbs his neighbors, and he creates problem for the neighborhood. And because of this, he will not enter paradise. But nowadays, we face many bad people, many corrupt people in our surrounding. Unfortunately, they are drug traffickers, and they are used to doing many other bad things, and they are misleading and misguiding our youth. God might help them, and God may guide them and help them to leave such kind of bad habits. Of course, these people are problem for themselves as well as for the society. Such kind of people, it is not easy for them to enter paradise. And they can enter paradise if they repent from their actions and ask God to help them to leave such kind of bad habits. Thank you very much.